This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Gohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I'm here at the Wells Fargo Center on day one of the Democratic National Convention. And there is a lot of activity, as you can see behind me. Delegates and journalists walking in and out. A lot of signs for Bernie Sanders, a lot of signs for Hillary Clinton. A lot of delegates who have been, who've pledged for Bernie Sanders, deciding, of course, that they're going to hold their nose and support Hillary Clinton in order to defeat Trump. Outside the convention center, however, is an extremely different view. In fact, today at 3 p.m., on Monday at 3 p.m. in front of City Hall, thousands of people gathered in a March for Our Lives. That march was led by Chris Hedges and Cornel West, Rosa Clemente and others. Later in our program, we'll bring you a report from that march. Now, at the Wells Fargo Center, which is several miles away from downtown Philadelphia, where that march I just mentioned was being held, there were also thousands of people gathered. And as I made my way to the convention at the Wells Fargo Center, I found thousands of people behind barricades chanting, "Hell no, DNC, we won't vote for Hillary," and also chants like, "Jill, not Hill." And the disconnect between what thousands of people out on the streets of Philadelphia and outside the Wells Fargo Center are saying versus what is being said here inside the Democratic National Convention is pretty stark. And that is one of the things that I'm going to be trying to highlight during these reports that I'll be doing for you from the DNC.
Hi, my name is Daryl Carrington. I'm from Bowie, Maryland, the 5th Congressional District and the pledged delegate for Bernie Sanders.
So, tell me the story of how you got involved in this process. Have you done this kind of thing before? Have you been involved in the Democratic Party and run as a delegate in previous elections, or was this your first time?
I've been affiliated with the Democratic Party for decades, and I've been very active working on campaigns for other candidates over the years. I grew up as a C-SPAN nerd, and so I thought that I was going to see Congress in action, but it was always one or two people just milling around, and one rabble-rouser who would always be on stage rallying against something, and that guy was Bernie Sanders. So I grew up on his progressive views, rallying against things that I cared about, you know, rallying for things that I cared about. And so this time around, I put myself out there as a delegate, and I was very fortunate to be selected to be here.
So you are not new to Bernie Sanders, because he has managed to excite a lot of new people into the political and electoral process. You're someone who actually has been familiar with his record for many years.
That is correct. And I'm very happy, though, that Bernie's passion and his spirit has brought millions of new people into the Democratic Party, into the political process, period. And I think that that's one of the biggest benefits of this election season, has been so many young people realizing that they have a stake in their future and understanding how the process works so they can get involved. And all of the folks that are now applying locally for elected positions, because that's how we bring about progressive change.
So, Bernie Sanders delegates have a very interesting time here at the convention. First of all, explain the process. If you were elected as a Bernie delegate to come here, you said Maryland, right? To come here, what are you obliged to do now that Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee?
Well, we came to the convention to make sure that we continue the political revolution. It started and it shall continue. And if you look at some of the things that has happened over the last 48 hours, they are, you know, part and symptom of exactly what we're talking about. We now have the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party. This is more progressive than the New Deal from FDR. Because we talk about LGBT rights. FDR didn't talk about that. We talk about the fact that we have a broken criminal justice system. FDR could not talk about that. In terms of race relations, in terms of the environment, this is without a doubt the most progressive platform we have ever seen. Now it's important for Bernie delegates and delegates of all stripes to make sure that we hold our party and our elected leaders from the top of the ticket to the bottom to implement this progressive platform that we've put together here in Philadelphia.
What do you make of Hillary Clinton? What do you make of Sanders' endorsement of Clinton? Because he didn't have to endorse her, right? He could have simply bowed out of the race and said, looks like I don't have the number of delegates needed. but he actually has put his weight behind somebody that he spent 6 months criticizing legitimately, with the very legitimate critiques. That was a big reason why so many people were inspired to follow him.
Well, I think that you see Bernie's leadership on display right now. And the fact that he said from the very beginning, this is not about me, this is about you. This is about this country. And as he said from the beginning also, he's going to work within the Democratic Party structure to try to bring about change. And he has succeeded beyond our wildest imaginations in that regard. Look at the platform. Look at the rules committee. Look at the fact that we are now going to go from having 712 superdelegates to 250. That is an enormous change that would have never happened without the huge influence of Bernie Sanders. So we're all very proud of him for the work that he's done, and we understand this is about defeating Donald Trump in November. Regardless of the differences that the secretary and the senator still have, it's not like they are exactly 100% in lockstep, but they agree on most things. They know that college debt is killing kids. They know that climate change is a major issue that's facing us. So there's enough that we can come together on and unite this party to defeat Trump. That is the purpose of Bernie's speech earlier today to his delegates, and I think that those will be the comments that you will hear echoed this evening when the senator has the opportunity to address the nation.
Okay, so I want to ask you to put aside the kind of strategy of this election and the idea of having to beat Trump, and just tell me what you think personally of Hillary Clinton as a politician, not like just whether or not she's good enough to beat Trump, whether or not she should be the nominee. What do you think of her as a politician in terms of her foreign policy, in terms of her domestic policy, in terms of her trustworthiness?
Well, obviously, the first thing you would have to say is that she's been a very successful politician. She's won elections for Senate. She's been...
Yeah, but what do you think of her?
I have to say that, I mean, obviously, I respect that we need to have diversity in the Democratic Party, and it's important for us to have this historic moment where we make sure that we elect the first woman as president of these United States. I think that people have lots of thoughts, and some of them aren't fair when it comes to the secretary. Obviously, I have some issues with certain trade policies. I do want to see a less hawkish approach to our foreign policy. I think that war is the absolute absence of diplomacy and trying to find peaceful solutions. And I think from our platform and the work that Bernie delegates will have to do is that we will hope to support her and help guide her decision making so that we get the outcomes that we believe most Americans want.
Are you critical of the Iraq, Afghanistan wars, the Syria wars, etc.?
Well, I believe that those wars are going to probably make the Vietnam War look like a success story when things are said and done. I said that from the very beginning. It was a foray into things that we didn't quite understand fully. Look, this country does the same things over and over again. Vietnam, we went in on a lie. We let our boys and girls, mostly boys, get slaughtered. They let them get hooked on the worst drugs possible. Fast forward to Afghanistan and Iraq. We go in on a lie. We let our boys and girls get slaughtered, and we let them get hooked on the worst drugs there is. Because believe me, the opiate and heroin epidemic is directly tied to Afghanistan. Their biggest crop, poppies.
So then the question is, has Hillary Clinton said anything about wrapping up the Afghanistan war, for example, which continues, the Iraq war, which continues? How would you support a candidate who has basically been nothing but pro-war? I see you have a button on your shirt that says Palestinians should be free. Hillary Clinton has embraced Benjamin Netanyahu. She's best friends with Henry Kissinger. How do any of those aspects of her foreign policy sit with you, somebody critical of war?
Well, obviously, I have great concerns. As I said earlier, I would like to see us have a less hawkish approach to the world. More war does not make us safer.
But is she anything other than hawkish? Is she even slightly non-hawkish?
I believe her advisors around her will do a great deal to help her. We all hope. None of us know. And that's the thing, is that we hope, based upon what we know today, that we have put the things around her to give her the support that she needs to make very good decisions in our foreign policy arena. And believe me, I think that that's the obligation of every delegate to this convention, is to keep our men and women in uniform as safe as possible by not putting them in harm's way unnecessarily.
What about her ties to Wall Street? I mean, she basically has a very clear choice to make. Donald Trump has realized that he needs to speak to those people who were inspired by Sanders, and he's talking about the economy all the time. He even said so in his acceptance speech at the RNC, that that's how he's going to win over Bernie supporters. Hillary Clinton knows that if she were to say those sorts of things, she might be able to win over more Sanders supporters, but then she would alienate her Wall Street backers. Do you think she's going to choose voters over Wall Street?
Well, I think, first of all, I think Donald Trump will say anything. So what he said at the convention was just, you know, just to try to see. But I doubt seriously if he got more than one or two Bernie supporters actually went his way. I really believe that with respect to Wall Street, we have done a lot right now. Like, reducing the amount of superdelegates was a huge blow to Wall Street's influence on the Democratic Party. Yes, they are going to try to hang on and cling to the power that they want, but it's a new day. And this platform and this convention that has over 40% of Bernie delegates here is not allowing that process to continue. We will break the ties between Wall Street and this party, and you've already seen that unraveling in just the last 48 hours. Will they fight? Yes. But I think Hillary also understands that she needs our voices. She needs the 13 million votes and the $260 million that we've raised without going to PACs. She needs that going into November, and I think that's why she is going to start implementing policies that we're going to see that are going to be more Main Street friendly versus Wall Street.
So one of the things she said on that note was she did adopt Sanders' platform on free college tuition, which she sort of had to be pulled kicking and screaming into doing. However, it feels like her biggest reason that she's offering to people to vote for her is that she's not Trump. And that sort of fear of Trump. And the polls seem to be showing that. She's neck and neck with Trump nationally. Some polls are showing her being defeated by Trump in swing states. Why do you think that is? Why do you think more people aren't backing Hillary Clinton?
Well, right now, you're coming right off of their convention, so you always naturally get a bump. And, of course, after this week, I guarantee you next week the polls will show a bump for the secretary. It is, right now, only the people who are politically involved are actually paying attention. Most people are enjoying their summer, having barbecues. They are barely paying attention to this. So when we get to September, October, those are the polls that are going to be much more meaningful. And by that time, I think people will start looking at the policy positions where the secretary actually has them and the Trump campaign has none. So I think that's going to be the deciding factor, where people want to see substance. And I guarantee you that the secretary in her speech on Thursday is going to speak about specific policy proposals versus just trying to scare the hell out of everybody.
We'll see. So a lot, basically, you're expecting a lot from Hillary between now and November.
We have to get a lot from her, not only between now and November, but through the next 4 years of her presidency.
Thank you so much, Darrell Carrington.
Thank you.
I'm here outside the AT&T train station, which is the closest train stop to the Wells Fargo Center, where the Democratic National Convention is being held. Behind me are thousands of protesters that have gathered. They are chanting, among other things, "Hell no, DNC, we won't vote for Hillary." They're also chanting, "Trump, Bernie beats Trump, Bernie beats Trump." A number of people have been arrested trying to climb over the walls, over the barricades. The police presence and Secret Service presence is pretty heavy. Can you tell me your names and why you're here?
I'm Anna, and I'm here to hopefully get Bernie Sanders nominated.
Yeah, I'm Katie, and I'm here to just fight for bringing the power back to the people.
Delegate walking by, Bernie Sanders delegate.
California had a stolen election. 3.5 million people have were given the wrong ballots. Less people were given the right to vote than actually voted.
Ma'am, you're a Bernie delegate? Yeah? Can you tell me, how do you feel about all these people?
It's great. This is democracy in action. I think I'm glad that they care. We're so excited.
Why are you so much in the minority in terms of the delegates who are ready to vote for Bernie Sanders?
I'm a super delegate.
Super delegate.
So I'm really in the minority. I'm Pat Cobb from North Carolina.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna vote for Bernie, and I don't understand why others aren't.
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, he represents the Democratic Party. So it's about the people. So we'll see how this works. Politics is messy. I'm sorry, I have laryngitis. Politics is messy.
They were very happy to see you over there.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of publicity.
This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar, and we're online at risingupwithsonali.com.